I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this year, China Aid reported a Chinese pastor and his wife were buried alive during a government-backed church demolition. It's just one example of why the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom urged President Obama to discuss religious freedom with China's President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says the truth is religious groups face growing persecution. Exhibit A, the registered Christian church.
Once you register with the government, then what will happen is there'll be spies coming to the church. They'll be listening to the pastor's sermons. If the pastor preaches on the second coming of Jesus, if he talks about healing or miracles, or if he tells the people that their first devotion is to God, not to the government, that pastor will be arrested.
So please, pray for the church in China to put their full trust in God in a season of change. Another season of change is college. It's a time to learn, but also a time to build crucial relationships. And that's exactly why InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is trying to help. Doug Schaup, InterVarsity's Associate Director of Evangelism, explains.
Our effort is to try to be as dynamic and intriguing as any other group on campus and to engage as many students as possible. Not only can we reach Christians in the first 3 weeks of school, but actually, guess what? We can reach a whole lot of non-Christians in the first 3 weeks of school.
This year's theme is relationships. Students are looking for both friendship and romance. But InterVarsity is also interested in their relationship with God. So will you pray for these relationships that students are building both with InterVarsity and with others? Get the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's stuff in the world, and sometimes it's overwhelming. But let's be part of the solution. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a prayercast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.